afternoon, and welcome to the National Pork Board's roundtable discussion of today's USDA quarterly hogs and pigs report. I am Cindy Cunningham with the National Pork Board, and I'll be your moderator for today's call. Pork checkoff funds are being used to host this call with the sole purpose of educating and providing information to pork producers. The views expressed on this call are not necessarily those of the National Pork Board and do not in any way reflect marketing direction from the National Pork Board. With us today, three very distinguished ag economists. We have Alton Kalo, chief economist with Steiner Group, Steiner Consulting Group in Manchester, New Hampshire. Ron Plain, professor of ag economics with the University of Missouri in Columbia, Missouri. And Dan Vaught, with the president of Vaught Futures Insight in Altus, Arkansas. Before we hear from our panelists today, I would like Steve Meyer, president of Paragon Economics, to recap the numbers from today's report. Steve?
Thanks, Cindy, and good afternoon, everyone. The report generally came in about as expected. Let's go through the numbers quickly. All hogs and pigs on U.S. farms as of September 1st, 67.472 million head. That's 0.4% larger than a year ago. The pre-report estimate, the average of those estimates, was for that number to be up 0.7%. Heifer breeding, 5.788 million head, down 0.3% from last year. The analysts expected that number to be down 0.1%. The market herd at 61.684 million head, up 0.4%, just shy of the analysts' pre-report estimates of up 0.8%. In the weight categories, under 50-pound pigs, 19.653 million head, down 0.5%. The pre-report estimate was for that number to be down 0.1%. The 50 to 119-pound category at 17.675 million head, down 1.2% from a year ago. Analysts expected that number to be slightly higher than last year. 120 to 179-pound pigs, 12.899 million head, up 0.6%, very close to the analyst pre-report estimates of up 0.8%. And finally, the 180-pound and over pigs at 11.457 million head, up 4.5% from a year ago, a substantially larger number than what was expected by analysts who thought that number would be up 2.6%. For farrowings, the June-August farrowings at 2.892 million litters, down 1.2% from a year ago, pretty close to the pre-report estimates of down 0.8%. September-November farrowing intentions of 2.85 million litters, down 2.7% from a year ago, and that number is substantially different from the expectations of down 1.3%. December Feb intentions at 2.821 million litters, down 1.5%, almost precisely what analysts expected to see in that number. The June-August pig crop of 29.286 million head is down 0.2% from a year ago. Analysts had expected that number to be slightly up by about 0.2%. And finally, June-August pigs saved per litter, another record at 10.13 pigs per litter, up 1% from a year ago, almost precisely what analysts had expected in the responses to the pre-report survey. Cindy, those are the numbers.
Thanks, Steve. We appreciate that. We'll start off our comments today with Alton Kalo. Alton is the chief economist with Steiner Consulting Group in Manchester, New Hampshire. Each of our economists will be making some comments, and then we'll open it up to questions from the media. Alton?
Thank you, Cindy. Well, one of the main items that I was looking at, you know, with this report coming out was the size of the breeding herd. You know, currently the USDA number pegs the breeding herd at 5.788 million head. It's about 0.3% reduction from a year ago. In the previous quarter, the breeding herd was up about 1.1%. And so the question coming to the report is, well, you know, how are we going to be able to, you know, to reduce the breeding herd enough consistent with what's going on in the feed markets? After all, we're looking at, you know, for the quarter, the imports of sows from Canada were actually higher than they were the previous year. You look at the slaughter numbers, and the slaughter numbers were up only about 0.2%, so they removed only about 1,000 head from the previous from the previous year. And so where is this reduction going to come from? And basically, the reduction came in the number of gilts that are being retained in the sow herd. One of the numbers I kind of like to look at is, this implied retained number, which is basically residual, using all the other inputs. And normally the ratio of that retained number of gilts, runs around somehow, around 95% or so, 96% versus the slaughter number. And this quarter, actually, that ratio dipped to about 85%. So we had a dramatic reduction in the number of gilts that are being retained, and that showed up in the size of the breeding herd. And so we basically have made a U-turn here. Even coming into May and June, the producers were actually looking to expand the herd, and with this latest quarter numbers, we're actually looking at a dramatic reduction in the sow herd, and that's probably going to continue in the following quarter or so as we continue to liquidate sows, and also, more importantly, we reduce the number of gilts that are being retained in the herd. And that has implications for pork production, mostly for 2013, especially in the back end of 2013. So to me, that was a critical number to look at, especially as we're looking forward a few quarters as to the number of hogs coming forward. So that's one item I wanted to highlight out of the report.
Thanks, Alton. Again, that's Alton Kalo. And we'll move now to Ron Plain. Ron is a professor of ag economics with the University of Missouri in Columbia, Missouri. Ron?
Thanks, Cindy. I want to talk a little bit about the market hog inventory numbers, particularly the weight breakdowns. One of the things, if you followed what's going on in the hog industry in the last several weeks, is we've had a tremendous increase in hog slaughter and a tremendous drop in hog prices in the last couple of months. We started August with carcass prices around $90 per hundredweight. By mid-September, they were down to $63 per hundredweight. And why we dropped off so fast simply is related to how many hogs we were slaughtering. We had a huge hog slaughter this fall. Week before this was the fifth largest ever. Week before that was the third largest hog slaughter ever. If you look at the last 7 weeks, hog slaughter has been 5.3% above year ago and 4% above the level implied by the June market hog inventory. So the $64,000 question was, did USDA miss the numbers and there's just more hogs out there and this is going to last for a while? Or, as a number of us suspected, were producers simply responding to record high feed costs and a lot of red ink in feeding hogs and moving them to off the farm and to the packing plants sooner than normal? And based upon USDA's market hog numbers, it looks like it was definitely the latter. USDA's 180-pound and up inventory group on the first day of September, they say, was up 4.5% compared to a year ago. And then the next weight group, 120 to 179, up only 0.6%. So the data would imply that, yes, we've probably marketed hogs sooner. The weight series also might indicate that. The Iowa-Minnesota live weight series for the week ending September 15th was below year ago for the first time in like 10 months or so, back to November of last year. So some lighter weights despite some a pretty cool month and very fast growth rates on the farm. So we've probably pulled ahead, and that's good news for the rest of this quarter as hog slaughter should drop off relative to what it's been and give an opportunity for hog prices to rebound a bit.
Thanks, Ron. And now we'll move to Dan. Dan Vaught, president of Vaught Futures Insight in Altus, Arkansas. Dan?
Yes, thank you, Cindy. I was looking at the farrowings and farrowing intentions numbers along with the number of pigs saved for litter and what this means for the outlook. Pretty obvious that the industry has gone into a pretty significant contractionary mode as far as the intentions go. The farrowings at 99% of a year ago for June-August really was not a major surprise. particularly given the previous intentions report pretty much matched expectations. But obviously, the Seminole fairings, which was rounded down to 97% of a year ago, is quite small. Pre-report forecast was around 99% of a year ago, and obviously there's a good bit of difference there. So, and then the December-February intentions figure at 99% of a year ago, 98.5% was officially the number. Pretty much maxed expectations. But the industry is obviously moving into a contractionary phase, probably faster than a lot of people were expecting, but really not a great deal, not terribly surprising given the big surge in corn. And certainly that seems likely to be the case in the wake of today's stocks report on the grains and the violent corn market reaction. So we're obviously looking at significantly smaller hog and pork supplies by next spring and summer. Probably a significant increase in prices. One thing I would point out, though, is that probably we'll see another upward surge in litter sizes on the next couple of reports, simply because you have seem to have a lagged effect of a big surge in corn prices and its impact on the number of pigs saved per litter. A couple things that probably account for that. One is that when producers liquidate their herds, they're probably getting rid of their least productive animals, hanging on to their most productive sows. The other thing is they're probably going to be much more serious about husbandry when each animal counts for so much more as they're likely to next year. So probably look at 2% increases, I suspect, on the next couple of reports as far as the number of pigs saved per litter.